Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Today we're talking about what is real estate living. So we're bringing it back to the basics. If you've been following me for a while, then you know we're talking about real estate wholesaling here. You know we're talking about real estate as a home business here. You know those things. And today is another exciting session. I will take a few minutes to define what real estate flipping is exactly, and even if you're, it doesn't matter if you're starting from scratch, if you have some experience, if you're intermediate, no matter what level you are, even if you're hearing it for the first time now, it doesn't matter. You're gonna take a lot away from this session today. What I want you to do is, every time I say something that makes sense to you, I want you to please click the thumbs up, okay? If you know anybody that can benefit from this session, maybe you have a family, friend, somebody who was into this and you really enjoy this, feel free to use the share button to share this on your social media so they can see it as well. And then also, if you have any questions as you go along, feel free to use the comment area and to drop your questions. Even if it's just thoughts or contribution or, or something you have against something I said, please, I would like to engage with you and see how we can help each other here. Okay. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I always try to make it fun because the first step, what I try to do is I try to have fun. Okay. And my simple formula to making sure that you have fun is if I have fun. Okay. So I always have fun with this stuff. And of course and of course it's my way of building my business as well too. So the way this goes is that I'm going to be making live calls, okay, as we're going along. And sometimes if we're leaving a voicemail, people may, that voicemail prompt will interrupt us. I will take a sip of water. Or sometimes if somebody come online, if somebody actually pick up this phone, you will see me, you will see us get interrupted as well, so we can speak to this person and see how we can help them. Okay, so that's how it goes. But before we get started with the live session calls, we go about 90 minutes of call session. Once 90 minutes of call session is up, then we'll round up. Okay, that's how we do it. We'll round up and we call it a day. All right, so now we call pre-foreclosures here. Okay, we call pre-foreclosures up till today. But today, the first session we're going to run, we're going to test out some for sale by owners and which is feasible. Some people refer to that as feasible. We use a platform called the Red X. Okay, they're working on my landing page as we speak, so you can support my business and you can sign up through us, the Red X. But Red X is the same system that I use. It stores my database. It keeps track of all the disposition, not interested, interested, call back, appointments. It keeps track of everything. And plus, it's the actual dialer. It actually dials all the numbers, dials thousands of numbers automatically without me having to dial, which is why I get to talk to you as I'm doing it. Okay. So it's a really fun session. Okay. So I want you to hang around and see how it goes down. This is how we make 15, 20, 30, up to $82,000. Okay. By simply reaching out to homeowners who need to sell the house. That means need to sell the house, not who want to sell the house. People who want to sell the house, they know how to get to a realtor. They call a realtor from the yellow book. They list the house at top dollars, okay? But people who need to sell the house, they have motivation. They're called motivated sellers, and this is how we're able to pick up properties at discount. Why do we need to pick up the properties at discount? That's some of the things I'm going to be talking about today when it comes to the actual topic, which is what is real estate flipping? Is it legal? Is it not legal? Is there some things you should watch out for? You'll learn a lot of that over the next 90-minute session. Okay. So with that being said, let's review our data before we get started today. Our data, essentially, we're able to review how we've done so far, since we've been calling. Okay. And we like to focus on the effort we're putting in because that's the actual thing that turns to results, okay? The other gurus share success stories and results with you. I mean, really, all you need to know about a success story is that have I closed any deal before? Yes, I have closed a bunch of deals. I've closed over 40 deals myself personally. And when the market in 2008 crashed, it crashed with our business. But we're back in the business now, and the same strategies still work. Okay. The only thing that's a little bit different is the cost of marketing, the cost of acquisition of a customer or client. It's a little bit more expensive, but the method I'm sharing with you here is going to help you keep costs extremely low. Okay. My highest that my average, I was averaging between $20,000, $25,000, $40,000 per deal when I closed all those deals. That's net income, okay, net profit. I did in my first 2 years, I did over $3 million in transactions and sales. The highest net per deal that I've closed is $82,000. Okay, so I know what I'm talking about. And I have experience, both bad, negative, positive, and good. Okay, all of that. I have experience and I have tons of stories that I will be sharing with you as we go along. Okay. So, with that being said, here's our data that we've called so far. We're averaging about 66 call, 68, we're calling about average 68 leads per day. We're call made in 90 seconds, sorry, for 90 seconds, which is I do about 90 seconds per day. About 130 calls are made on an average per day, 5 contacts average per day. We leave about 33 average voicemails per day. And, call back set average of one per day. And we average about 1 hour and 44 minutes. I try to do 90 minutes, which is 1 hour and 30 minutes, okay? But sometimes it goes over, you know. So today I try to keep to time, so I don't, because I like to keep to time because I have other things to do, like taking care of the existing deals that we have going on, existing customers and clients we have going on. I have those other things. So, but as a commitment, I have 90 minutes per day to do these call sessions, and you get to come in live with me and hang out with me as I do it. Okay, so that's how that works. Okay, so with that being said, without any further ado. Let's start today's session. The way this works is as the calls are being made in the background, I continue to teach. Today we're starting with what is real estate flipping, okay? And then I have two questions that came in that I'm gonna answer, okay? And then we're gonna take it from there. Now, if you're listening to me on the iTunes, you're gonna still learn a lot, okay? But obviously, you get a lot more when you watch this. When you finish listening to this, maybe you're driving or something, go back on YouTube and watch this rebroadcast, okay? It's called What is Real Estate Flipping? That's the title. So you can simply Google my name, What is Real Estate Flipping? All that talks I've been telling, and this video will come right up on YouTube, okay? Even on Google, okay? So that's how it works. Now, with that being said, make sure you download the book, okay? The book is at myempirepro.com. That's myempirepro.com. You can see the link on the screen. If you're listening to me on podcast, it's myempirepro.com. All right. So I'm going to start the dialing right now. So we're starting the dialing about 10 minutes in. So let's see. So like I said today, we have a new campaign that I'm gonna test out. Like for example, this Facebook has 120 leads in it, okay? And then we're gonna dig a little bit deeper into seeing if we can finish those. So we make an average call of, I don't know, 66 leads per day. So maybe we can call half of that today, and we'll see how the conversation goes. Okay, so I'm gonna quick dial. And it's starting to storm right now. Do not complete your previous storm campaign. Would you like to resume it? I guess yes. Right. Yes, but we're trying to dial this new campaign though. Let's see how that goes. Okay, it's you know what? No, I actually want to test this out. Yeah, I want to test this out on the DAO. I want to test this first, this campaign, this Facebook campaign we're going to call today. It's going to say no. Okay, I'm at this position. I don't want to call. I want to call all mobile numbers. Yes. I want to call all mobile numbers. So out of all 120 leads, it's only have access to 54 numbers to call. 54 leads and 54 numbers to call. Like I said, there's some numbers on the DNC list. Do not call list. Our platform will not call them. Okay. That's to keep you safe from a legal standpoint. And we're going to click go. And let's see how this call goes today. We'll start and then our phone is going to ring. There you go.
Press 1 to continue.
All right. So the first number is dialing. Then we'll take it from there. All right, so let's see here. Live muted. I will dial on. All right, so what is real estate flipping? Flipping, essentially, it means.
Please leave your message for 201673.
Like I said, we're going to be interrupted by voicemail. All right, we drop that voicemail.
Hello. And please state your name after the tone.
Another one.
Connect you.
Hola. All right, pardon us. We just hit these calls right away. What is real estate flipping is what we're talking about. It means you buy and sell real estate. And you want to do that as fast as you can.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to Devika Mohammed.
I think you reached the wrong number.
Wrong number, thank you. So that was the wrong number. Yes. Now resume. So we hit that wrong number. And it's calling the next one right away. All right, so here we go. So,
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? I'm looking to speak to Niraj Singh.
Yeah, this is Niraj.
Hi, I'm calling about your house for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, do you mind? You have a few minutes. That catch you a good time?
Are you a buyer? Are you a realtor?
I'm a buyer. I'm looking to get some information about the property from you. I'm an investor.
Investor? Okay. What information are you looking for?
Oh, okay. Did I catch you at a good time though? You have a few minutes?
Depends on how many minutes and what questions. So yeah, go ahead.
Is this still available?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. Does the house need any work? Nothing major. What do you mean, nothing major?
I mean, you want to wash the carpet and things like that.
Oh, okay. Why are you selling?
Why is that relevant, man?
It's relevant, man. And I know you probably have been getting some calls all day, right? You just listed it for sale today?
Okay, I don't have time. I don't have time for you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, not motivated, it's okay. Not interested, you gotta keep it moving. So it's my first time calling for sale by owner in this particular session. So my energy is still a little bit off too, you know. But in addition to that, this guy, hello, hi, can I speak to the owner of Roosevelt? Are you looking to sell? You selling the trailer?
Yes, we're selling the mobile home.
Oh, you're selling the mobile home. What's your asking price?
Excuse me?
What is your asking price?
Okay, we're asking 23.
You're asking 23. Oh, okay. May I ask why you're selling it?
Why am I selling it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to move, not because something happened here, we were happy,
okay.
But it's a weird question, but yeah, I will answer you. Our girls are coming to live with us and we need something bigger.
Oh, you need something bigger. Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Have you done any kind of appraisal on it in recent times?
No.
Oh, okay. But you don't have, you have any idea of what it's worth? Is that what it's worth? $23,000?
Yes, we think that's worth.
Say that again?
Yes, we think that's worth the price.
Oh, you think that's, but how did you come up with that number?
Renovation we have done.
Oh, okay. So you didn't really do any kind of appraisal or evaluation of the property?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, what's the lease you're willing to walk away with? Do you have a number you're looking for?
Well, I have to
talk
with my husband, but you can make an offer.
Yeah, but I don't want to disrespect your property. If I know what you're willing to walk away with, then I can see if I can work with it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's my husband to say. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
What's your name?
My name is Ola. And I actually live, I live very close to where you are. I live in Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like on the same border. So I'm very familiar where your trailer is. But I just, I usually like to get an idea of what the, what is worth. I'm an investor, so the reason why I purchase those things is so I can maybe put a little bit of work into it. If you need some work, and then I can resell it. So I'm looking to make profit. Does it need any kind of work?
Oh, got it. No.
It doesn't need any work.
My point of view. Well, maybe painting, something like that. But if you want to change it totally, it's a different thing.
Okay. So maybe you need some painting. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, okay? When is a good time to call your husband?
At night, like 7.
Oh, at night, like 7. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set, I'm going to try to call him back. I'll try to call him back like later on tonight, and so I can get some more information and see if we can work together. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your name?
Olga. O-L-G-A.
O-L-G-A. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what's your husband's name?
Mario.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a trailer. I typically don't deal with trailer, to be honest with you. But since I already had her on the call, so I decided to have the conversation. Okay, but I typically don't deal with trailers. Now, what is real estate flipping? I'm like I just explained to her, I'm looking to buy low and I want to sell high. And essentially, the very simple rule to my offer, I could make her an offer. It's just that she couldn't tell me what the property is worth. So I'm looking for two numbers, after repair value of the property. I want them to tell me when I'm on the phone with them. I will still do my due diligence, but I want to have a good idea of what they think the property is worth, okay? Because that's going to tell me how motivated they are. Like, for example, the previous guy is not motivated. He's probably looking to just, he doesn't want to talk to realtors. He's just looking to test the market. He's not desperate, okay? Well, I don't like to use the word desperate, but more like motivated. It's not motivated. So we look for motivated sellers. There are multiple reasons why people could be motivated. It could be divorce. It could be pre-foreclosures, debt relief. They need some money, okay? Or they have too much assets that they don't really need. They inherited a property that they don't really want. There are many reasons why people may be willing to sell a property at a discount. At a 65% discount is what we're looking for. We're looking for 65% of the after repair value minus the repair cost is essentially going to be our offer. That's the offer that we can pick up the property and we're able to flip it, okay? We're able to flip it to an end buyer, an investor, at 75%, okay, minus the repair cost. And the spread between 65 and 75% minus the repair cost is essentially my fee for being a wholesaler. Now, if I wanted to fix it myself and sell it, then that's what you call fix and flip, okay? So I'm going to resume this, continue this call here. So I have a lot more room
Hello.
To talk to you.
Please state your name after the tone. Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hola. So I have a lot more room to talk to you when I'm calling pre-foreclosures, as you can see. So we'll see how this goes today. So today we're calling Facebook for sale by owners. If I ask somebody why do they want to sell and they're not willing to answer that question, it's a sign that they're not motivated, period. So that's a sign that they're not motivated, period, okay? If I ask why you want to sell and they don't want to answer because they think it's irrelevant question, that's a sign. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Amit, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? 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 Yeah, yeah. That's because I muted the line when we're down.
Hello?
Yeah, Amit?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm calling about the property you have for sale in Orange Street in Edison.
Yeah, who is
that? My name is Ola.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, good. Did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling because I'm an investor and I'm looking to purchase something in your area. And I wanted to get some information about your property. How long has it been on the market?
Okay. Are you
I'm an investor. I'm a private investor.
Private investor, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking to buy to live in there?
I'm looking to buy. Do you have a reservation? Do you have preferences on who can buy it?
Not really, but I would prefer someone who like to live in there, you know.
Why is that?
No, I'm just saying, you know, like, so you're looking for investment to rent it out and stuff, right?
Not necessarily to rent it out. It depends on the information you give me right now about the property. Does it need any work?
I'm doing some work on it, like I'm getting the done and stuff, painting it.
Oh, okay, you're doing some work in it already.
Yeah.
You're asking $379,000. What is it worth? Did you do a recent appraisal?
No. Let me call you back. Right now I'm busy. And can I call me like tomorrow?
Yeah, call me at this number. My name is Ola, okay? All right. All right, so as you can see, he has reservations, okay? These are my reservations about calling for sale by owner. It doesn't mean you can't find a deal in it, okay? It's just a different type of conversation entirely, okay? And, you know, there's some type of leads that I resonate more with, and typically it's pre-foreclosures, okay? Because of the motivation behind it. I can do short sales. If it doesn't need short sale, it has equity in it, they have a reason why they want to sell, because they want the debt relief. For sale by owner is somebody typically who wants to avoid a realtor. But maybe they're not really in a rush, you know. So I'm still going to set the call back for this person for tomorrow. Tomorrow, he says. He wants to call me back tomorrow. I doubt it. I think he's just intimidated and he already feels like it's not a real buyer. So I am a real buyer. That's a mistake that they make. But let's keep going here, okay? See how many. Okay, so we have another house here that's listed here for $900,000.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Did I call Amit again?
Hello.
I think Yeah, I'm trying to speak to Balakrishnan.
Yes, this is it.
Yeah, hi. How are you? I'm calling about your property. Let me see here something. But let me call you right back if you don't mind, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hang up. Something happened with that number, and it switched back to the – something happened with that number, and it switched back to the – to the previous person. Let's see here. Let's go back here. Okay. That's all. Yeah. Okay. Waiting for disposition. I already set this to callback. Okay. I'm going to set this to callback set to tomorrow. So every technology has issues. That's what you just saw. Well, I don't want to redial this number. Weird. Yes. Waiting for disposition. I already gave it a disposition. That about this, guys. All right. So I think I explained what is real estate flipping already. I do have some questions to answer. So I want you to stick around with me because this is still going to be fun. Let's see here. Extension me, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Hide this. Hang up. Weird. Okay, let's go to preview. Disabled while storm is running. Yeah, something is definitely wrong. Let's see here.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Let me end this session and pick up this guy's line. Hello. Yeah, I was. Let me. I think I was calling. You have a property for sale, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Let me use your number to put up. The thing is that it disappeared from my screen, and I'm like, what is going on? But I can use your number to retrieve. Your name is Bala Krishna.
That is correct.
And your property is at Denver Boulevard.
That is correct.
Oh, good. You're looking to sell this property for $900,000.
That is also correct.
What is it worth?
$900,000.
Oh, you're looking for the full price?
A buyer or a realtor?
I'm a buyer. Are you looking to work with the realtor?
No, I'm putting it direct sales. So if you're a direct buyer, then that is good.
Oh, okay. You'll put it direct sale. Does it need any kind of work?
No, this is a brand new house. I built it. November 2014 was when it is completed. It's ready to move in state. I'm living in the house.
Oh, you live in the house. What was the last appraisal for?
The last appraisal was, we did it in, I think, 2015, somewhere around 880 or something.
Around 880. Okay. And you feel it's worth $900,000 right now?
$900,000, yes. That's right.
Okay, why are you selling it so fast, though?
No, my kids have completed their school this year.
Okay.
I have twins, and they're going to college, so I'm going to move with them to the college.
You're moving with them to the college?
Yes, wherever they want to go.
Oh, okay, the city.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. It's been listed for how long right now?
4 days, 5 days.
Okay, so it's pretty fresh.
Yeah. I did it only on last Thursday or Friday, if I remember correctly.
Okay, listen, I'm an investor, okay? So, and automatically, I don't buy at retail price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's worth $900,000 and you're looking to sell at $900,000. It won't be a fit, but you can keep my number in case there's a situation and you need to offload it. I mean, you can always give me a call. I'll make a cash offer right away, and we can literally close within days. I'll give you an offer within literally like minutes, okay? But it needs to be, obviously, it needs to be discounted, because the only way I buy this property is so I can sell for a profit.
I understand, but yeah, I'll give you a number.
Yeah.
I have some offers, so I'm not really keen on selling it fast or selling it cheap. So
totally, I totally understand that. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, so that would be not interested. This is why I don't, you know, I don't call for sale by owners, but I'm testing it out. Again, we're testing out in marketing, okay? Real estate, as a real estate wholesaler or your flipper, really your primary job is marketing, okay? And if you want to succeed, you have to test. You can't just use people's opinions. A guru says something and you're just going to say, hey, let me jump at it. If you can, you test it. If you can't test it, then you shouldn't be getting distracted off of what you already do, okay? I was able to test this literally for free, okay? So that's why I'm able to, you know, to test it and see how these calls go. As you can see, a lot of these people are not motivated, okay? They are just, they want to sell. They don't need to sell. And I'm glad that you guys are experiencing this live right now. Again, the job, my job as a real estate flipper is to find properties at discounted, from motivated sellers. It could be facing divorce. They owe too much money on it. They stop payment because they can't afford it. They're in bankruptcy. They inherited a property that they don't really want, right? Those are the things that will make somebody want to sell to me at 65% discount. If he says that this property is worth $900,000, essentially, I'll be willing to pay maybe around $500,000 for it, maybe $600,000 if it needs absolutely no work, okay? And then I can flip it. This kind of property can be flipped. If I buy it for $600,000 and it needs no work, we'll clean it up. We'll spend, I don't know, $3,000 to $5,000 to clean it up. And then we'll put it back on the market for an additional $100,000. And then, you know, you can make a quick $100,000. If it calls me and I'm giving an offer for $600,000 and he takes it, I will make an easy $50,000-$100,000 on this property, okay? How? Where do I get this money from? Well, first of all, it's not just by myself. I have a network of private investors that I have access to, and so do you if you're looking to get into real estate flipping. It's just a matter of you deciding that I want to find deals like this. And investors that have the cash will be happy to partner with you all day long. And they'll be willing to split that kind of profit with you all day long. So let's say all you made was $100,000 from this deal and you split it with somebody who brought the cash to the table. Let's say they gave you 40% of that $100,000. You just made $40,000. They made $60,000 for bringing the cash to the table. They made $60,000 because they're able to sell the property at $850, right? 800, 850, makes sense? And then, you know, they sit on a house for 3 months before it sells. It's still good profit for putting up $700,000, $800,000 for doing nothing, okay? You cannot make that kind of money. You can't make that kind of interest back on that money if you put it into a savings account. Is that making sense? So it's essentially putting money to work and flipping money and just making money from it, just from being the middleman, okay? That's how that works, okay? So let's go here. Let's continue. We're going to go back to the view. Should I continue calling Facebooks for sale by owners? Or I think we should go ahead and at least do at least about 30 minutes, maybe even call the whole day, you know, and see how it goes, right? But I think you guys are picking up, hopefully you're picking up some really cool things right there. So I'm going to dial in into the session again. Then it's going to call us. All right. You not complete your previous job campaign. Yes, continue. All right, we got about 46 more calls to go. Extremely slow, but it is what it is. So, let's see here.
Press 1 to continue.
All right. On to the next person. Okay, so let me see. It's about helping people, by the way. Let me move on to the next slide here. Real estate flipping is about helping people. Remember that. All right, so real estate flipping is about helping people. In other words, if your help is not wanted, like for example, this gentleman just said,
"This call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9085318896 is not available."
All right, so
at the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. Got that voicemail. All right. So as you can see, okay, it's about helping people. The other gentleman was like, "Hey, you know, I'm moving my kids. They're going to college, and wherever they go, that's where I'm gonna go. I'm not really desperate. I'm not looking. You know, I'm just looking for anybody who wants to live on the property." Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Can I speak to Mohammed, yeah, please? Mohammed.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. How you doing? I'm calling about your property. You have a property listed on Smith Street in North?
Yeah.
Is it still for sale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good, good. You have a minute? Can I ask you a few questions about the property?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good, good, good.
Are you a buyer or are you?
I'm a buyer. I'm a buyer.
Okay.
Are you a seller or you're a realtor?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a seller. Are you an investor? Oh, you're an investor. Gotcha, gotcha. Well, I was called. Is this house fully renovated or something?
Yeah, there's people who live in there already. They moved in. Actually, the lease got started for first.
Oh, okay. So it's a totally renovated. This property is 1927. How many bedrooms on each floor?
It's just 3 bedrooms, 1 house.
Oh, it's a single family that you renovated. Wow. Yeah. And you're looking for, let's see, the price here.
$195.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you do a recent appraiser?
Yeah.
How much is it worth?
I think it's $208.
$208. Okay, so you have a tenant move in already. Did you break down the numbers? Will this cash flow? $1,750 a month. Oh, they're paying $1,750 a month right now. Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Section 8 by any chance?
No.
It's not Section 8.
$1,750.
Oh, okay. $1,750 a month, $197. Alright, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm an investor, but I'm also a realtor. I'm gonna call you on the side outside of my call and dialing session and see how we can work together, okay? Maybe I can find your buyer for you.
Okay.
Alright? All right. So that is an investor who renovated the house. That's not my candidate of a property. You know, he has my number. If you want to reach out later, if you can feel free to reach out. So he listed it for sale by owner. He said the property is pulling in tenants, $1,750 per month, 3 bedroom, 1 bathroom. Not my cup of tea. We gotta keep moving. All right. So. Not looking good so far. You know, I like the other type of calls better. because obviously there's a solution, there's a problem to solve. That's why I said real estate flipping is really about helping people, and you need to position yourself when you're making this call to help people.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Pankaj?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, how you doing? I'm calling about you have a property listed on Prescott Court. Very good. Is it still on the market?
Yeah, it is still on the market.
Still on the market. Okay. You're asking $545.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do a recent appraiser?
Sorry?
Have you done a recent appraiser?
Recent appraisal?
Yeah. Have you done a recent appraisal for this property? As in, what is it worth?
Actually, I refinanced it around almost like 1.5-2 years back,
so there's no recent appraisal done.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much was it worth then?
Sorry? It was actually, I think I have done it like at least two times, refinance.
Okay.
So one time it was around 520 plus,
mm-hmm.
520 something, and one time it was 540. So it varies, I mean. It varies on the bank who is actually getting that appraisal done. It varies on the time market and all those things, right.
I think that
you understand, right? Everybody understands that part.
Okay.
I don't have any role to play in that.
Okay. I'm an investor, and I'm looking to buy so I can sell at some point. That's why I'm asking you that question. Why are you selling it?
I need actually four bedroom, so that's why I'm just trying to see if I can actually sell it off. I wanted to keep it, but the thing is the prices have gone up right in this area, so I don't. It will be really kind of stretch for me to keep both.
Mm-hmm.
The new one and the old one.
Right.
So I would prefer to keep it, but the thing is, it will be like too much of a burden, and that's why I just put it on sale by myself.
Okay.
I thought the house is good, is in really good condition, and there's nothing that I need actually to face or do anything. So I hope.
Okay.
I find some buyer myself.
So it doesn't need any kind of repair?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay.
It has all things updated, all kitchens, all bathrooms, all full hardwood floor, and then it has actually a patio, and then beyond patio it has a private space on the back side, which is on the woods facing kind of. So it has some good features. It's on the public side, and new washer dryer. I just bought them, and then I basically changed the cabinet also there. So there is like things you can work, which is their house, and then the house in good shape. It's good. So that's the main reason why I'm doing myself.
Okay. How did you determine? What's the lowest you will go on the price?
What's the lowest I will go on the price?
Mm-hmm.
I have actually, to be honest, I have two offers on this.
Okay.
And I am planning to actually decide soon. So I would prefer to get an offer and then decide. I have rated. I have done it well. It is not actually. It is not overpriced, or it is not very high priced. It is priced well. If you look at the comparison right now, if you look at the other properties which are listed,
mm-hmm.
the properties with the basement and walkout basement, they go at actually above 6. The one with the walkout basement is actually around 675, which is listed right now. It is like I've seen many properties which have gone 6 or above 6. With a walkout basement, but just in the back basement. So I'm just giving you an idea. There is another property which is district. You can actually take a look at below also. So I think you looks like you're familiar with the area. So I think you should be knowing all these things. I don't need to.
Yeah, I have an idea, but you know the property more than I do. So that's why I asked you. You know.
I know my property more than anybody else. But about the market and the market conditions, the comparables and all those things is public, right? So everybody knows about it if somebody is interested.
Okay. Now you said you heard already. You already have two offers on the property. What's the highest that I need to beat?
Sorry?
What's the price that I need to beat? You have two offers, right, on the property, right?
All I can tell you is they are not the number that I am looking for.
Okay.
Definitely, they are less than asking price.
Okay.
And the price that I have actually put in there, it is even less than Because I have looked at the other properties. It's 27 Dorchester, which you might have already seen on Zillow. And there are many things which are actually much better in my house than that one.
Okay.
Because that one is not cul-de-sac. That is not, that doesn't have that location. That doesn't have the hardwood all floors, and that doesn't have the new water bath. There are many things that are there in this house. So.
Okay, your Zillow.
All that has the end unit. It is end unit. This one is not.
Mm-hmm.
But end units generally are like 10 to 15,000 around, maybe 50,000 around higher.
Okay, your Zillow's estimate is your Zillow's estimate is showing 526. How did you come up with your number?
Zillow estimate says 526. If you look at the, first of all. This is not actually the right parameter.
Okay.
So Zillow is not an expert on that, first of all.
But right,
if
right.
You get the comparison of the, but if you are still referring to the comparison of the estimates by the third party, these companies,
Realtor
has actually around 538 or 540. So, that probably answers your question.
Right.
They are not always right. They are a reference point, but they are not always correct. They cannot give you the right value of the property.
I mean, this is true. Even if a realtor gives you a number, even though it's a professional opinion, it's still an opinion, you know? So,
definitely. But what I'm saying is, it is still not that far, right? I mean, 526, 528, whatever it is given. What I'm trying to say is, realtor, if you go to realtor.com, you'll see 538.
Right.
So, if they were perfect, then they should not have that much of difference, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the variance is there. Well, I'm definitely interested, but it looks like you have some options here. What I'll tell you is keep my number, okay? I'm a cash buyer. I make all cash offer, and if I'm paying cash for the property. It's typically because you probably need to be out of it or something like that. But right now it sounds like you have some time and some options to play with. You already have two offers on the property. But keep my number in case you are in a situation and you really need to just move, you know. Then I'm the right guy to call.
Yeah, I would do that, but just a point before we end up. If you want to take a look at the property, you can actually, you're most welcome.
Okay.
But as far as the offer is concerned, I mean, I may even get more offers. It doesn't matter, right? As long as I'm not accepting it, and if they are not giving the number that I'm looking for,
right?
It is definitely less than asking price, but there are many things which actually matters when you actually do the close deal, right?
Right.
So, if you are really interested, as you said, you should go ahead and make an offer. If that makes sense, I'll definitely accept it. If not, then we'll talk, or maybe you have your choices, right?
I mean, you're a private, I'm going to tell you right now, you have this property listed at 545. Zillow is saying 525. And you're saying it doesn't need any kind of work, correct?
Yes.
Right. So don't take my offer as being disrespectful. I'm just telling you what you can hold on to. If you ever need to call me, okay, I will literally close within 5 to 7 days, all cash. My offer, because I'm an investor, will be $345. Okay. So you can hold that in your left hand and just say, hey, he's not serious, but he's useful if I ever need that, you know. And then, you can give me a call. $345,000.
$345,000.
Correct, yep.
You're saying $345,000?
Correct. Yes. All cash offer. Close within 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
Yep. So my name is Ola, and, I mean, keep that on your left hand and, save my number. If you ever need that, or just let me know, and then I'll come out. I'll take a look at the property, make sure everything looks good, and then we'll close within 5 to 7 days, all cash.
Okay, I think uh, uh,
to be honest, I mean, I can actually answer your to the offer that you have given. I mean, 345 definitely is no way. I'm not going to lose like around 150k or 200k on this property.
Right.
So there's no point in even talking about this.
I can respect that, man. I can respect that.
I would say, I definitely respect whatever. It's your choice, your offer, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you can put any number.
Mm-hmm.
But from my side, it is not actually acceptable. You don't need to actually...
I can respect that. I know that area, so that's why I'm able to give you like that, you know. So, but thank you so much for your time, though.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, you see how that went? You know, from $545,000 to $345,000. Why would I offer $345,000 on a property that they said is worth $545,000? Why would they want to accept that? Hey, here's the thing. That's why I'm calling. You never know. You just never know. Okay? You just never know. And, you know, sometimes people have equity. Sometimes people just don't want to deal with it anymore. They just, you know, you just never know what you're dealing with. Okay? And that's why we're able to make such offer. If he came back and said, no way, you know what? If you are talking 380, then we can have a conversation. Guess what? I will have the conversation, okay? And I will probably go take a look at the property. And yes, we can still do an all-cash offer, okay? Even 400, okay? But I went in straight for 526, and I did the 65% of that immediately, and that came out to 340. And that's why I gave him that number, okay? And that number is not solid. You know, you just see, you know, if it will bite. And if it doesn't bite, he has my number and his caller ID. You just never know, okay? That's how that works. Keep going. That wasn't a bad conversation, actually. All right? So that's real estate flipping for you, okay?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Elena, please? Is this Elena? No, I am not a realtor. I am a buyer. Are you looking to sell?
Yes. You're not a realtor.
No, I'm not a realtor. Are you looking to sell?
No, but you're a buyer looking to buy it and then resell it, or are you somebody actually sell?
Yes, Helena, would you like to interview me first?
No, thank you. I think you found the listing, but this is probably not what you're looking for. Thank you.
Have a good one. All right, so she's no motivation whatsoever, you know. So you got to keep going. Don't waste your time, okay? Somebody's already like that. You see the previous conversation, and then just two different type of conversation, okay? I already told her I'm not a realtor. If I was a realtor, it wouldn't be an issue. I would still have to hang up anyway. So it didn't matter that I wasn't a realtor. She just wasn't the right person to be talking to, okay? That's it. Let's see here. All right. Let me mute this line so we can talk a little bit. All right. So.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
voicemail
system. 646-388-4932 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, that voicemail. All right, so as I was saying, let's go on to the next slide here. A person asked
Hello?
A question. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling about a property you have listed in Cranford. Is it Christopher?
Okay.
Christopher, okay. Jeanette? Am I talking to Jeanette?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? You have a property listed here. Is it still available? Oh, it's sold? Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Previously sold. We'll continue the call. Okay, so that property was sold. So I'll tell you something right now about the for sale by number. There's a lot more real numbers, okay? A lot more good numbers because they leased this.
Hello, this is Helen.
Hi, I'm trying to speak to George Ferreira.
May I ask what this is concerning about?
It's about a property that somebody has listed. It's Anderson Hill Road.
26 Anderson Hill Road, yes. I am the owner of 26 Anderson Hill Road. Are you a realtor?
I'm not a realtor. You're the owner. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes, I am, sir. My name is Helen Pettisukas.
Oh, okay, Helen. Yeah, your name is here as well. Sorry yes. about that. Yeah. No, I'm not a realtor. You have a problem with realtor?
I am a realtor myself, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So, so you don't have a problem with realtor. That's a good thing. Get that out of the way first. Right. So you're looking to sell this property at $900,000.
Yes.
Okay. What is it worth? When was the last time you did that appraiser?
What do you mean what it's worth? I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't seem to understand the question. You're basing it on the new comp? Are you basing it on what? Basing it on the state of New Jersey? On the area of Burnsville? I mean, all the numbers are on there. I mean, you can check the tax records. Some websites listed at $1,012,000. Depending on what information are they gathering to get that information, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're asking $899,000 for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, built in 2007. It's a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same type of house that they built two blocks away from me on Wesley Ave, and they asked for $1,025,000. So yeah.
So,
5-bedroom, 3-bathroom. I have an attic upstairs. A basement's not finished.
Mm-hmm.
Property line goes all the way down to the baseball field in the back.
Mm-hmm. So you say for me, you're looking to sell at $900,000, but you think it's worth 1.2? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you look at the different numbers, if you look at different resources of how they get their comparables to see what it is,
mm-hmm.
Some are saying one thing, Zillow is saying another thing, another person is saying another thing. So it all depends on what criteria you're looking at. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think I paid $915,000 for my house. Okay?
Gotcha.
So I'm asking $899,000. Yeah.
Okay. I feel you. So why not list it on the market?
It is on the market. It's on Zillow. Because I was so successful dealing with a lot of agents. I'm an agent myself.
Gotcha.
And I need to get that money. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to give commission to someone else. That's what I'm looking for because I purchased it for 2015, and I'm looking for the amount. And I put money in the house, sir. So, yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. I can respect that. Yeah, I do see that you've lifted it quite a few times at different prices and stuff.
Yes.
For a while.
Yes, because I'm not in the state right now. Okay, so we transferred out because of my husband's job.
Gotcha.
So we moved around and I'm renting it. So there's going to be a listing with Sotheby's in Basking Ridge for $5,000 a month.
Okay.
My tenants are moving out in June. So it's either going to be I rent it again for $5,000
okay.
or I sell it for $899,000. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm an investor, so when I buy this kind of things, it needs to make sense as far as maybe it needs some repair. If it doesn't need repair, whatever, you know.
No repairs.
No repairs.
That's not finished, though. Yeah, there's no repairs needed unless you want to do some cosmetic changes. I don't know. Maybe you want to change the counter, the kitchen. You know what I mean? That's your prerogative, you know?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at Zestimates. Like you said, these numbers are not. They're just opinions, right?
Exactly.
Zestimates is saying it's worth $822,000. That's what they're saying.
So $822,000 is what they give it, but it's not the same. The only reason why the comps are down on my house, I'll tell you next up,
mm-hmm.
frankly, is because my neighbor, okay,
mm-hmm.
he declared foreclosure, so the comps went down. The people that bought my house next door, which is the same builder, okay, they mm-hmm. bought it last year for $525,000. There was over $300,000 damages in the house.
Gotcha.
They had leak roofs. They had issues with plumbing. They had configuration problems. I know because I listed the house and I rented that house also. So I know about that house.
Okay.
Once he declared bankruptcy and the bank took over,
mm-hmm.
they purchased it for $525,000, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Got it.
So that's what a monster down. But if you look within the 5-mile radius, my house was built in 2007. It's the only house that was new on Anderson. If you look behind the school of Anderson, there's this one gentleman I knew. He had an old Victorian house.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided that he wanted to do like a multi-unit, and I think he had like 10 tenants in there. And then as the years progressed, it looked really bad. So he sold it to an investor, a builder. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he built three homes just like mine
mm-hmm.
on the same lot that he had, right? Mm-hmm. I think one went under for $899,000.
Right.
It's much smaller land than mine, much smaller than mine. The middle one, I think, went for $900,000+. And the third one, I think, closed for $1,200,000+, if I'm not mistaken. But their size, that is for three homes,
mm-hmm.
is basically a little more than mine because my house is on a hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look down, it goes down. You know what I mean? So the property line goes all the way down. I might not have frontage because of Anderson the way that it is,
mm-hmm.
but I have acres. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like, I'm looking at the pictures, I like what I'm seeing. But quick question for you. You don't seem that you want to bet on that price at all. You want your price. Obviously, you can rent it out, like you said, right?
No, sir. I'll tell you why. Because I'm not living in the state like I told you. I need to sell it. I mean, I'm not destined to sell a house. I mm-hmm. need nice and cheap for it. You can check the tax record. That is scam right there.
mm-hmm.
But I will not go down like that. Sorry. That's why I do not want to have any agents. Because right. I know my company represents, that I work for, almost represented the house
right.
for sale and
right.
for rent. So I decided, you know what? No, I'm going to try to sell it on my own this time.
Okay.
So I have it up. I'm renting it. I've been renting it for the past 4 years for $5,000.
Okay. So you're pretty confident you can find
investor,
a tenant.
Think of it. If you're an investor, mm-hmm. $5,000, there's no house in that area of proximity.
Mm-hmm.
The high school is across the street in Olcott. The train station is, what, 100 feet away. The restaurants are there. It's an amazing house. Amazing house.
The thing is that as an investor, I don't do single families for buy and hold to rent. I don't. Simply because of the, there's no room for error. If it's vacant, it's vacant, you know?
Yeah, the liability.
So that's why I don't. That's why I don't do
that. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe there is something that I don't know. Maybe you can make it like a duplex. I don't know. Maybe you have to ask within the township if you're allowed,
mm-hmm.
and you can get two rentals out of it. I don't know. That's a possibility.
What I'm going to tell you, the minimum I do for rental, the minimum I do is 20 units. So what I'm going to tell you is keep my number. Okay, just keep it. You never know. It could be next year. It could be 2 years. I'm gonna make a cash offer.
Which area are you concentrating in New Jersey? Which area?
It's about four counties that I concentrate on that I typically do work
yeah.
in, and that's Middlesex, Somerset, Union, and Essex. So I personally live in Middlesex. So this is my zone. This is my hood for the past 20 years. So I'm pretty familiar with the sale.
So you're an investor, you go out straight cash and you purchase something, or do you leverage? Do you just borrow and leverage from portfolio, or
for,
do you just sale cash, whatever you see?
For single families, we buy straight out cash. So it needs to be room in there so we can put it back on the market and sell it. If there's any repair or
profit, let's say, what's your return on investment? Looking for, I don't know, 7%.
No, that's that would be my realtor fee. I use realtors. That 7%. That's my realtor fee. That's my closing cost. You know, so
yeah.
I need lots of room.
I go to my lawyer. I'll be honest with you. I meet with lawyers all the time. Mm-hmm. I go to my real estate lawyer. Mm-hmm. He does the contract. Everything's legit. Everything is on the books. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's all. And I don't have no middleman because. The
mm-hmm.
thing is, I'm looking for a certain price, and that price for me,
mm-hmm.
I need to sell it at that amount.
Right,
know?
Right.
Because if I have a realtor, and if a realtor comes in and they gave me an offer of 840,
mm-hmm.
I still have to get commission on that. So
right.
basically, the house is going to go down to 800 and something. Like, I already lost. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right, right.
From an investor point of view, you have to think of it. I know it's an emotional transaction. We're all in the business.
Right.
But I'm looking for a specific number, you know?
What is the number you're looking for? Would you mind sharing that with me?
I'm looking for $899.
Okay, you need $900,000. Now, from what you've seen so far, you think we can justify a value, fair market value of 1.2? Is that what you were saying?
Well, if you look at the RBNs, if you're an investor, you have access to the MLS, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go on the MLS, there's a section for all the MLSs that you go for. You must be affiliated with some of the, you must be, I don't know, either Somerset County or Garden State.
Well, Garden State.
When you look at all the MLSs and you're an investor,
mm-hmm.
you're going to look at the RBN, and the RBN is what actually sold on the MLS. So.
Right.
For let's say not you know if you sell by owner, it's not going to be there because it takes on the average 3.5 months in order to appear on
mm-hmm.
the MLS in public. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they have a structure. It's called RBN. If you look at any, it's called the acronym is R something resources, and it gives you a breakdown for investors, and it tells you exactly. I just checked it this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $1,012,000, and I said, "Nah,
yeah,
it's not going to happen."
You know, sadly, unfortunately, you're a realtor, so you understand this. The Zillow number is what the general public is looking at. Unfortunately, even though you and I know it's not always accurate, right? So, but unfortunately, we're subjected to that. If I buy that property from you for $900,000. And then I turn around, I try to list it for 1.2. I want to have an average buyer come to me and say, "But your property is worth 826." You know, that's a powerful force.
You have to understand all the taxes this year went down. All
mm-hmm.
of the assessments of the taxes went down.
Right.
So those numbers are pulled from the public record. So when someone sees a house and they go and they see it,
mm-hmm.
and they go, "Oh my God, the house is worth this much. Wait a second, I paid 19. When I purchased the house,
mm-hmm.
the house was worth, okay, we're talking 2007, it was like the bottom of the market. Remember how bad it was in 2007, right?
Right, uh-huh.
My house was assessed at 890 something, 896.
Right.
Right? And I purchased it for 915.
Hmm.
To me, I mean, I tried with the builder, but my builder, I had an issue with my builder. He had an issue because he went under.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He closed his company, and then he'll, you know how builders are here. Anyway,
right.
That's not the same. But I, you know, my neighbor next to me, he purchased it for 876 a year and a half before I did. And I purchased mine for 915.
Mm-hmm.
Same builder.
Mm.
Okay? But if you had the chance to go in and see the work, the layout of his house, to my house, it's night and day.
Right.
Because there's no natural flow in that house. He had a lot of structural issues with the roof, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
To fix whatever he had to fix, because it started from the roof all the way down to the three floors,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cost him $200,000 to $270,000. It all depends on who you use, right? But I'm
right.
just telling you.
Right.
They purchased it for $525,000. That's why my comps are down. When you compare my house that was built in 2007, go into the MLS and compare 2007 brand new construction compared to the area, the radius,
mm-hmm.
to just Burnersville in the area. I was the only house that was there. All the other homes are much older. The only thing that everybody else has could be the extra land. I didn't want extra land. I wanted to be in the city,
mm-hmm.
bang, the school is high school is 2 minutes away, the elementary school is 10 minutes away,
mm-hmm.
and all the stores and everything go around. I mean, look at the comps, they just built the condos, right, on Mill Street. There's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bar, they changed the name, I don't know if you know where Mill Street is. It's like a block away from, it's the next street over on my side of the street,
mm-hmm.
more towards where the city center, where the lights are, they built the condos. Did you see the condos? Two-bedroom condos, and they're asking $9.95. Something and eight something. Did you see that unit? You see the whole thing they built?
Yeah, I think I see something like that. Listen, I feel your pain here. You know, I definitely feel your pain. What I'm going to do, I'm actually going to stay in contact with you too. But again, as a cash buyer here, it's not looking good for us, you know. But
listen, I'm currently living in New Jersey, and I also have my license here, and I'm working for Southern VP here in Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do come across an investment, if you want to branch out and you're interested maybe in Florida,
mm-hmm.
I concentrate in Boca Raton, Lighthouse
Absolutely. I'm just one text message away. If you text me information, like on this number, I'm just one text message away, you know, anytime. If you see anything, I'm always looking. If it makes sense, the reason why we're able to do this is because, again, it's all cash deals, and we're able to make profit. We come in at the place where we know that we're going to make profit. If the Zillow number is against me, it's just against me.
I know, but mm-hmm. the thing is, I will not be able to for the moment I'm being, mm-hmm. I'm not saying never, mm-hmm. this is what I'm looking for, because I could have listed higher, but I did not.
Right.
I listed at this amount, because this is the amount that I think is fair,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I stand right now.
I understand. I can respect that. I can definitely respect that. Well, yeah, let's stay in touch. Thank you so much for your time, Ellen.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, nothing there. She listed a property that Zillow is saying is worth $822 for $899 for $900,000. When you're buying, okay, you got to be conservative, okay, because the investor you're going to be trying to sell to will be conservative, okay? That's just the way it goes, all right? They'll be conservative, and you need to come in. You need to come in at a number that makes sense.
Please make me a brief message. Come on with your number, and I'll try to reach out to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When
drop
you finish
that voicemail.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Drop that voicemail. All right. So, by the way, no matter what happens at the end of this call, at the end of the session, I'm going to go through the by calling pre-foreclosures, I have enough time to talk to you directly. But I'm going to still cover this today. This was fun, testing it out. Not bad, actually.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Dorothy?
Who's speaking?
My name is Ola. I'm calling about a property you have listed. I guess Nabil. Nabil or Dorothy?
Are you a realtor or are you a buyer?
I'm a buyer.
Okay, you can speak to me. I'm the one that has sale on their daughter.
What's your name?
Claire.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, it looks like you're scared of realtors over there. I'm not a realtor.
It looks like what?
It looks like you're scared of realtors. I said I'm not a realtor.
No, I'm not scared of realtors. It's just that it's a for sale by owner.
Yeah. It's not the deal for realtors, right?
We've had a lot of realtors call us trying to sell the property for us, so that's my first question. Are you a buyer or are you a realtor? We're not interested in working with a realtor.
I understand. So what is this, a condo, a corporate, what is it?
It's a condo. One bedroom, second floor.
Okay.
It has patio in the unit.
Okay, I don't see the asking price.
$125.
I did say that. I'm like, where is it again? All right. You said, have you done any appraisal recently, by any chance?
We did not too long ago, because originally we were going to have realtors take a look at it. Well, not take a look at it, but we were going to work with realtors.
Mm-hmm. To
and
list
then
it.
We decided to take it off the market, and then we put it back on the market.
Oh, because it was listed on with the realtor before, but you took it off the market.
No, it was never actually listed.
Okay.
With a realtor, we were going to, but we didn't.
But you didn't. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what was it appraised for?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember. What do you think it's worth?
Amount of money that we're selling it for, which is the $125.
Okay.
If you're a buyer,
I'm a buyer. I can't
do the appraisal yourself.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
We, as the sellers, need to have a smoking, fire alarm inspection, but that's about all we need to do on our end.
Gotcha, I gotcha. Now, how flexible are you on the price? Are you strong on the 125, or can you take a little bit lower than that?
It all depends on what the circumstance is. I mean, I do want to sell fast. Do you have, are you already approved from the bank for a non-FHA loan?
I'm an all-cash buyer.
You're an all-cash buyer.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm an all-cash buyer is because I'm an investor. So I look to buy these properties so I can do some add-ons and, you know, maybe some repairs and then put it back on the market. That's why I do this. So it's something I do for a business. So it needs to make sense from a financial standpoint. And that's why I'm asking, like, how much room? I'm not a realtor that would charge a percentage or anything like that. I just need to know what you guys would walk away with. What's the least that you guys would walk away with?
The least I want to walk away with is $115,000.
Okay, so you do $115,000 on this property. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
This property was built in, the complex was built in 1989. Okay. When is a good time to see?
You can go by Thursday morning.
Oh, okay. Let me see something real quick. And just take a quick look at something.
Did you buy any other properties in that complex?
Not in that complex, but in North Brunswick, East in the Brunswick, all the time. Yes.
Okay.
Quick question for you: if I do all cash offer and I do $90,000, you think it's doable?
Sorry.
Can't? Okay. So 115 is the least, or you will come down a little bit?
And 115 is really the least
okay.
That I could do. It's not like I'm making, you know, money off of this deal. At this point, you know, the reason for the sale is because, you know, my parents are old. I need to get them out of there and bring them closer to me.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, even if I sold it for $115,000, I'm still losing. I can't lose any more money than I've already lost just with our personal circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to benefit somebody else, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I can work on the price with you, but mm-hmm. you know, $115,000. I mean, that's the best that I could do.
Okay.
Because I need to take care of, you know, any, you know, other, you know, financial obligations as well.
Gotcha. All right. I'm looking at the room in there. Does it need any kind of work?
I mean, to be honest with you, if you're, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you're trying to buy it and then flip it in terms of buying and selling,
mm-hmm.
In terms of buying and renting, now you could probably make out better that way, but again, I don't know what your circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
The house, I did do some renovations in it. It has a really nice open space concept between the dining and the living area.
Mm-hmm.
A good sized bedroom, good sized bath, it's a heated kitchen. Recently, I just put in, you know, a full linoleum sheet in the kitchen. The kitchen does need updated, but again, it's, you know, the update that would be needed to be done in the kitchen. Again, if you're an investor and you do this stuff, it probably would come by cheap to you.
Mm-hmm.
It would need new, you know, countertop because it's not, you know, like a marble or granite countertop. The cabinets,
mm-hmm.
You know, between you and I, they look okay.
Okay.
But again, depending on what you want to do with it, they would need, you know, maybe upgraded.
Right.
You know, but again, they look okay.
Right. So would you say
the bathroom?
Would you say it needs about
a toilet?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you go ahead.
I put in new tile floor and in the bathroom it is like a new ceramic tile floor. And I put in a new vanity, but it doesn't, that vanity, it didn't seem like it was a good purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, you know, it's just been recently painted. The rug is less than 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the deck on the outside of the building was just redone by the property. So
you're saying cosmetics. It needs some cosmetics.
What was that?
It needs some few cosmetics here and there. Cosmetics. It needs cosmetics.
Yeah, but again, like a few. Like even in the bathroom, I put in like a nice white floor panel. I was going to replace, the other doors and make them all white panels. But again, you know, our life circumstances change. So, that's all she wrote. But,
okay, I mean, based on what you just told me, what I'm going to tell you is I want you to keep my number, okay? I understand your circumstance, and you spent some money. And I do, it looks like it's been on the market for, like, what, 8 days, 9 days, like a week?
Yeah, we just put it on the market.
Right. So, I mean, you could let it sit a little bit. Maybe you can maybe get a full offer. You never know. Somebody that may, like a retail buyer, that can fall in love with it right away. I mean, you will get enough exposure for sale by owner. But I want you to keep my number in case you guys really need to get rid of it at some point and it's not maybe because of the work that's needed, then I'm the guy, you know, because I'm going to make a cash offer, but my cash offer
I cannot do $90,000. I mean, even if the world was falling apart right now, I could not.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of wanting to and working with you, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take the $90,000 and walk away from this clean, but I just, I can't. You know, the 115, thousand is what I need to be whole.
That's what you need.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I need to be to walk away,
right,
technically from the property. I'm not putting any money in my pocket,
mm-hmm,
nothing. It's just what I need to walk away from the property.
Right. Have you considered listing it for flat fees? I mean, there's some realtors out there that do like flat fees. They don't charge you a percentage, you know?
Mm.
Have you considered those?
No, I haven't.
Because it will create more exposure for it with the realtors. And it looks just like listing it on a regular market with a realtor, except that you're paying, I don't know, I think it's about $500 or something like that, $500, something like that.
Yeah, it's like $299, and then they go to the MLS listing. Yeah.
Right. It will create a lot more exposure for it. They can essentially show it like a typical listing, but you don't have to worry about them digging into whatever you want to work with later on, right? That may be something you want. Would you like to consider that?
I mean, already kind of have that set up if that's mm-hmm. the route that I'm going to go.
Okay.
Then come here.
My name is Ola. Like I said, thank you so much for your time. And keep my number. If it gets to that point, you have those two choices. Those are two things I can help with, if I make a all cash offer, I can go over 90K on that. If you want to do the flat fee situation, I can have my realtor take care of that for you, you still get the same thing that, like a typical realtor that will charge you 3% will get, essentially.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Crystal. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that is a not interested situation. I would just like a lot more faster not interested. So I don't waste too much time on those calls, but it's not doing badly, it's not too badly. Just the conversation, you never know any of these conversations could lead to a deal. You just never know. You never know where somebody is at. They may be getting ready to get pushed over the fence, So she said this property is, it's a condo, I typically shy away from condos and trailers and things like that, But if it's doable, the numbers are the numbers, Like, for example, the offer I just gave her, 90K, was essentially 65% of the number I saw on the Zestimate, which is 136%. And that doesn't mean I was going to pay that. It just means it's a great place to start from to know if she's motivated. She wants at least $115,000. Okay? That's what she wants. You know, what can I say? So we're going to say not interested. We're going to say that it's not interested. And I'm going to still, I already got the notes in there. And we're going to close that and click resume so we can continue. So with that being said, let me move that line real quick. How does the contracting work process work? Do you tell the seller you want to buy the house on contract? How does it work specifically? So this person is asking, when you say you put a house under contract, let's say, for example, Crystal put this house under contract with me for $90,000. What do I tell them? I tell them what I just told them. I want to buy the house, okay? I want to buy the house. Now, I'm going to put it under contract.
Hi, you've reached John Salmon. I can't get to the phone right now, but people are not fixed and I'll call you back. Thanks. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So I'm going to put it under contract and, you know, and then I can assign the contract to any investor I want because I will put an assign or in the contract, which means it allows me to assign the contract to anybody I want for a fee. Okay, to who? To people in my network, private investors in my network, which you too can have access to by simply being engaged in the business of real estate investors. All right, who's cash? They don't care as long as it's cash, but it's all cash offer. All right, so whose cash do I use? It doesn't matter to the seller as long as they get the cash. The fact that it's all cash, we can close within 5 to 7 days, automatically should cut off some discounts off the listed price. Okay, as you can see, she asked me, am I pre-qualified? Am I getting an FHA loan? I mean, they put all these houses on the market for sale by owner. And
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 3 4 7 4 0 8 9 8 1 6 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So, yeah, as you can tell, realtors are calling these people, so there's competition out there, but it doesn't matter. Okay, competition means it works. Okay, that's what it means. It means it works. If there's competition out there, a lot of people will pick up the phone and they say, are you a realtor or you're a buyer? If you're following my lead, you are a buyer because you're both, okay? If you're licensed, you are both, okay? If you're not licensed, you're just a buyer. You cannot just be a realtor, okay? You can't say that. You can also
you
be a buyer because you have a...
0-8-4-1-4-1-6-4-5. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press tone for more options.
All right, so you are a buyer. Now, you are if you're a licensed realtor in New Jersey, you are obligated to disclose when you're signing the contract that you are also licensed, okay? But on the phone when you're doing a cold call, you can just say you're a buyer so you can get into the conversation, all right? So, that's how that works. Hello, yeah, can I speak to Yeho? I'm trying to speak to Yeho. Yes.
Yes, speaking.
How you doing? I'm calling about your property you have listed in Somerset.
Yes.
Is it still available?
Yeah.
Okay, did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah. Well, are you the agent?
I'm not an agent. Are you looking for an agent?
No, no.
Okay.
The buyer?
You want to deal with the buyer? Yes, I'm the buyer. I'm an investor.
Investor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I only deal as a buyer. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so as you can see, he has his fence up already. You got to keep moving. Don't worry about it. Honestly, you know, if I was prejudging, I would have done that in the first sentence. But you got to keep going. But things are looking like by tomorrow, I'll be back to calling my pre-foreclosures. Okay, I'd rather do that and just, you know.
Hi, it's Chris.
Yes, hi, Chris. Chris, I'm looking at your property you have listed on Wade Avenue.
Yeah, we're actually going to probably be using a realtor. Who are you with? Are you a principal buyer or are you a realtor?
I am best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean? You're going to pay me $500,000 for my house?
No, I will pretty much work with you on what you got. But, yeah, I'm an investor, but I'm also licensed. You're looking, do you have a realtor you're working with already?
Yeah, we actually are. So it's actually currently off the market right now, actually. I think they're off of Zillow, but I guess you probably found it on a legacy listing or something like that. But yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you buy properties and renovate them and stuff?
Yes, pretty much all of the above. It depends on what it fits, it depends on what kind of numbers you're looking for.
Okay.
It depends on what you want, you know. That's what I work with, pretty much. But I have.
Well, what's your name again? What's your name?
My name is Ola.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. My Bluetooth
Ola. Ola, O-L-A, yeah.
Oh, Ola, Ola, Ola.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, just educate me, Ola. What do you?
Well, I'm primarily.
It's actually a pretty moving, ready house, although you could obviously do some things to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm gonna just say just a round number of like 450.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you still look at as investment properties for that, or is that kind of like higher than the buy house for 300, put 100 plus into it?
I can tell you that answer in about 2 seconds here. You said 450 or 415?
Well, I mean, look, we're probably going to be listing with a realtor. It may be listing, you know, 440 or above.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, based on the comps, actually, because we, you know, in talking with a lot of realtors and looking at the comps, the initial thing I put on Zillow,
mm-hmm.
may have been a little, quite frankly, underpriced, based on the quality of the house, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question to you is, like, if I was an investor, I wouldn't necessarily be looking at, I would be looking at probably houses that need a lot more, you know, I guess.
Right.
So I guess that's my
right. So what I do on this course is essentially pre-qualify for that. You know, people list whatever they want, but you just never know what's going on with them. That's why we still call anyway. We just don't pre-qualify based on the numbers, right? I mean, we don't prejudge based on the numbers. I'll give you my honest opinion right now. I just looked at your Zillow page for that property, and it says 415, and I know that. That's just an opinion based on algorithms from Zillow, I know, but the general public is looking at that number, okay? So if I were you, I would definitely list it below that, and then I would look for some kind of bidding war. That's what I would do, okay?
Oh, no, I understand that.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to probably be updating the pictures and that.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that his estimate is all over the grid, right? So
yeah, it's a wrong number. You and I know that it's a wrong number, but unfortunately the public is looking at it. And they use it for negotiation, you know? So, but like I said, I will use it at least to attract, I will use your listing price to attract people, and then I will find a way to create the bidding war. That's what I would do if it's a house that's already ready to go, you know? As for me.
So let me ask you this, how many houses have you invested in
Grant? I personally like flip properties, okay? And I've done over 40 personally, okay? I've been.
No, at all.
You said
renovations
or whatever. In Cranford, I've done at least 3 in Cranford. My zone is essentially Union County, Essex County, Middlesex, some Somerset. Not a lot of Somerset, but some Somerset. But my zone is Union and Essex County. That's my zone. Okay, so I know what's going on in that area. Are you looking to interview a realtor? Yeah,
we're probably down a path with a realtor. And look, we might have put some of the pictures and some of that stuff up, and we'll probably be updating that. And
mm-hmm.
I also, frankly, like the estimate, I know it's a real, that's a subjective number, man. I mean, the comps in the area and the market and Grant
right.
in general
mm-hmm.
is a lot. So if the listing price ends up being higher than that estimate,
mm-hmm.
I'm not terribly worried about it. Just see what happens. You know?
Is this a fixer upper? Did you fix it or something?
Is it a fixer-upper? No, it's a pretty, the kitchen's, you know,
less than 10 years old.
No, I'm saying, did you live in there or you are just an investor? Oh, you live in the house right now. I see. Okay, yeah, I mean, if you already have a realtor you want to work with, sure. The only solution I bring to the table as a realtor, which is not me, just my father, is a flat fee. We don't do like listing where we charge you percentage or anything like that. You pay a flat fee and it's exposed to everybody else on the MLS like everything else, okay? And if you want it to be staged on anything
so
like that.
Let me ask you a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your general flat fee compared to what the realtor's model is?
The flat fee is somewhere around $4.99, something like that. I'll, if you want that number, I can pull it up for you and I'll let you know what that is. It's around $4.99, like $500.
But what does that do? That just gets it listed on MLS and stuff like that?
It gets you exposure to the MLS, and then it gets you, you know, like the resources that come with the agency, pretty much. You get all that resources.
Okay.
As well.
Well, look, I really appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, if you guys are invested and looking to invest, I'm certainly happy to have a conversation, right, you know, on that front.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it a little more as a, you know, like, let's just say for argument's sake, you list for, you know, ultimately like 440 because of the comps in the area and the inventory in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I would qualify that as an ultimate investment property.
Right.
Or someone that would want to move in, do the work, and still live in the house, you know, which is a
little
different.
Right.
The pictures are, you know, we've done them ourselves. We're going to probably just update ones. The front picture of the house, quite honestly, is not a very good picture to show it's sort of a ranch turned on its side.
Right.
I appreciate the call, man. I mean, look, it's that estimate number, though, is I look at it as complete bars because it's fluctuated in the last 6-7 months from 460 down to, like, 405 back to 450. It's all over the grid.
Right.
Realtor.com, I think, has it at 455. So,
yeah, man. You know, I'm just a regular guy here. Keep my number. If you want to reach out, you can text me anytime. If you have any questions, you know, reach out.
We just signed with a realtor that we have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine an open house will probably happen in the next 30 days.
Okay.
You know, just because we're hopeful for like the end of June after our son finishes school or early July close.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of right within that window right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stuff. And you know, Cranford's a hot market, right? Where do you live? Are you local?
I'm local. I'm in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Cranford's a hot market, so not much down on the market for 10, 15 days. So,
right.
You know, keep an eye on it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for your time, Chris.
All right, yes, sir. Take care.
Bye. So, Chris is not interested. Nice conversations, not leading anywhere. You know, we got to keep moving forward, right? So, let's see if we can catch another one here. This is a Newark house, Newark. Let's see. The person is looking. Looks like three-family house.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the property on 3rd Avenue and Broad. Again.
Where?
Property in Newark.
Where?
Broad, is this Broad Street and 3rd Avenue?
Yeah, Broad Street, yeah. That property, have an offer on that property.
Oh, you have an offer. Are you a realtor?
Yeah.
Are you a realtor?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a realtor. Okay, it's coming up on a for sale by owner. That's why I was calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
All
right. Yeah. The offer on that property, I'm just going to say previously sold. All right, we're calling the next number in Montclair, New Jersey. Montclair, New Jersey. So what I noticed is that this is all the counties from Middlesex to Union to Essex.
Hi,
Stuart.
Yes.
Hi, Stuart. How are you? I'm calling about you have a property on Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah.
How you doing? Did I catch you at a good time?
What's the call regarding?
I mean, give me a call back. I'm interested in the property. And this is my direct line. If you want to call me at a better time, that would be nice.
Sure. Yeah, give me like 15 minutes. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Are you an agent or are you a buyer?
I'm an investor.
Investor. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let me give you a call back.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So he's on call back. I'm gonna set a time for 7 p.m. It's fine. We'll call back in 15 minutes. All right, so you never know. Let me just take a closer look at this property. It's listed for $649. It's one of those scenarios. Listed for $649. I mean, typically you don't want to use Zillow number. I'm using it only because I'm negotiating with it. Okay. That's why I'm using it. It's very close. It can be very close at times, okay? So if you're in a mode of buying, you're not bullish, you're bearish, okay? You're using everything you can use to beat the number down, okay? That's just the name of the game, all right? So
hello?
Hello, hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about a property you have for sale.
Okay.
What's your name? I don't have your name, sorry. What's your name?
Sorry, my name is Booty.
Hi Booty, how are you? You have this property listed for $235,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? I'm an investor, I'm looking to purchase.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's a condo, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you done any appraisal recently?
The entrance unit is completely, we upgraded the heater, the flooring is redone, the bathrooms are redone.
Okay. The appliances are new. And the non-lift yesterday new, but they have been replaced during our stay. Oh, you did upgrade. I was asking about appraisal. I was asking about appraisal, like the evaluation of the value of the property. Have you done any in a little bit?
No, we haven't done any appraisal yet because we didn't want to do it. Whoever's going to be purchasing it, the bank is going to be doing the appraisal.
This is correct. I just wanted to have an idea what you think the property is worth. I know you're asking $235. Is that what you think it's worth? I was hoping you'd tell me it's worth a lot more.
I'm sorry, what?
I was hoping that you would tell me it's worth a lot more.
It is worth a lot more. $235 is a fair asking. And that's what we quoted.
If you think it's worth a lot more, how much more?
I would say, I mean, the bank appraisal, even if you do it, it would not come more than $240 to $245.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm an investor. I do all cash buy. And because of that, I really don't pay retail price, just so you know up front. Are you flexible on that price?
Can you repeat that?
I'm a cash buy investor buyer, okay?
Yes, I did. So what price did you have in mind?
I need to know if you're flexible first. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to give you a lowball offer. Are you flexible?
Yes, we would be because if it's an all-cash offer and you can close soon enough, we would be flexible in that case.
Okay, all right.
Because we have to buy a new property and we have to move there as soon as we can.
Okay. My offer will be dependent on once I see the property, of course. But based on what I'm looking at right now, for a cash buy, I can't pay more than $150 for the property.
Oh, okay. $150?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, that wouldn't work. No, that wouldn't work at all.
Okay, keep my number.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the energy. No, I don't want to redial. The energy with that call is, was a little bit off from the beginning. So I just wanted to give it to us straight up. Okay, sometimes, so it's a lot of ups and downs in the midst of your session and you just want to feel on it. You want to mimic their tone, okay? That's essentially what you want to do. They're not interested. We got to keep it moving. We'll probably be ending this session just a little bit here. Let's see here. Matter of fact, I'm going to hang up and let's see how much more session we get. How about that? I did the script. Let's see. So I'll tell you right now, if I had somebody dedicated to calling my for sale by owners, it doesn't look too bad, okay? So far today, we're 121 minutes in. So let's do about 9 more minutes, okay? Let's do about 9 more minutes, and then I can review what I wanted to cover today, review some of the lessons I wanted to share with you today. Let's see here. Dial. And my Storm Dialer is coming up. So if you're interested in using Storm Dialer like I'm doing right now, this is how you find deals. If you can dedicate 1 hour to 90 minutes per day, you can make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 randomly. Okay, not randomly. Obviously, you would have put in the work, but it's a lot of fun when you're looking at data the way I'm looking at data here. Okay, it's just a lot of fun. All right. Well, we have about 27 more numbers to call in for sale by owners here, actually. Start. Okay. Call-in session.
Press 1 to continue.
All right, we're calling Verona. So, back to so the contract. So, here's a. Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Case.
Hi, I was trying to speak to the person in charge of Oak Lane in Verona. Have a property for listed on there? That's you. Okay, you said Case. The name I'm seeing is Wilfred. Is that you?
Yeah, Will, Case. Yeah, you can call me Will.
Same person. Okay, cool. No problem. I'm interested in talking about this property. Did I catch you a good time?
Kind of, actually. You want to give me a call back in about a half hour? I'm in my car and I'm driving and I don't want to get pulled over.
Okay. I can respect that. I'll give you a call back. If I don't call you back, feel free to ring this number back too, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so it's a callback. So I'm going to set it as callback. Driving callback. All right. Resume. All right. Okay. So right now we're calling Clark. $359,000 home.
Hello.
Hello, hi. I'm calling about the property you have for sale, Forest Drive.
Yes.
Okay, did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah, that's fine. Go
ahead. Hi, my name is Ola. I'm taking a look at your property on here, and I was wondering if you were flexible on the price you have listed.
I mean, the market is very hot, so, you know, I'm pretty firm on the price.
Are you pretty firm on 360?
Correct, on 359.97.
Oh, okay. What is the property worth? Have you done a recent appraisal?
Well, sir, I can't lead you to tell you what it's worth. I'm just telling you what my listing price is.
Well, I was hoping you'd tell me it's worth a lot more. Make me feel better about myself or something. Okay. All right. I'm looking at the listing on Zillow, but it's saying it's worth only $338. I know that's not. Do we any idea why Zillow is saying that?
Well, I'm sure. You know, I'm not a designer for that website, but I'm sure they have their own formula to figure things out. And I don't know how a company that might be based out of another state will know the exact market. For another state, you understand? So you got to do your due diligence, make your own research, get an appraiser, and find out what it's worth.
Okay. It looks like you're looking for full price on that. You're not bent on that price at all.
Well, like I told you, if you have an offer, you can submit it. You know, I can give you the attorney information to submit offers, and we go from there.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Actually, can you text me attorney's information to this number?
What I can do is call me back in about an hour. I can have it ready for you. Or if you have an email, I can send it to you.
Okay, I can call you back in about an hour. How's that?
Okay. Do you want to give me an email so I can send you all his info?
The right person email that I need to give you is not here right now. My sister is not here right now. And that's why I wanted to call you back in 1 hour.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can get it. I can get this here to show up. I'm trying to get it. Okay, it's going to be... Let me give you the address of the place.
Okay, go for it.
16 Valley Road.
Okay.
Clark, New Jersey. 07066. That's the attorney's address.
Okay. Dolly?
Phone number 7. Yeah, Valley Road.
Uh-huh. What number?
732-680-1400.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. So that is a not interested situation. Okay. You got to keep moving, okay? You got to keep, motivation is what you're looking for. Interesting. Something ended my call. I wonder what that is. I thought I clicked hang up. Maybe he heard me. Who knows? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's keep going here. Okay? Let's keep going here. Let's see. Dial. We have 8 more minutes to go here, guys. We got to use up the time. We got to use up the time. Call. And that was... go. All right. Stop. Storm is calling me.
Come to Storm.
All right. On to the next. All right. So are we making sense? I had a quote that I, on the screen that you're looking at, to answer that question about how it goes when it comes to putting houses on the contract, right?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm calling about property on Kelly Drive, Edison. My name is Ola.
Ola?
Yeah. Are you a realtor or you're selling by yourself? Are you the owner?
I'm the owner. I'm selling by myself.
Gotcha. All right. You have it listed here for $410. Is that price flexible?
Yeah. No. Because I think the market rate goes lower.
Oh, you think the market is what? I didn't get that.
Are you a realtor or do you
want to
buy?
I want to buy.
You want to buy?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
My name is Ola.
Ola?
Yep, that's correct. Ola. Yeah.
Okay.
This property, I'm looking at this property on Zillow, and I'm not, it was built in 1994. They all come.
Are you sure you're a buyer?
Yeah, yes, I am. When you list the property, see, I'm an investor, and you ask, get, why is this question coming up?
Doesn't look like it. You're questioning like a realtor, that's why.
No, but if I was a realtor, I'm obligated. I have to tell you that by state laws. I have to tell you that. So I'm not a realtor.
Okay.
But I'm an investor, so I'm a professional investor. So yes, I do have some questions.
Okay.
Okay. The property is saying it's worth $400,000 on Zestimate. Can you tell me why you think it's worth $410?
Because it's sold, but the area has got that value.
Okay. You said something about the market is hot. What do you mean by that?
Give me a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying that
I'm going to mark that as not interested. And we're going to keep moving. As a matter of fact, as a fifth qualification right now, anytime somebody says, are you a realtor or a buyer? I'm going to say, I'm a buyer. But I don't know if, you know, I'm going to use that as a, to eliminate them so we can move on faster. Okay? So, because typically once they ask that question, the fence is up already, and you're pretty much swimming against the trend. Okay? Just so you know. So if you're learning this stuff, just know that. If you're a realtor, you're calling, obviously, you know, they don't want to work with the realtor if they're asking that question. If you're an investor, chances are they don't want to work with you either. Okay?
7-3-2-5-4-0-2-0-7-5 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1
drop
for
the
more
voicemail. Drop the voicemail. Okay? So I'll tell you right now.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7-3-2-6-8-9-9-8-2-3 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I definitely resonate with calling pre-foreclosure better for multiple reasons. I have experience in it, and most of my deals have been closed. Over 40 of them has been true pre-foreclosures, okay? For sale by owners, I've never really done one. Just straight up being honest with you. There's a lot of people that say that swear up and down about it. I could see how, you know, maybe it's better quality, because I spoke to quite a few people that were quality calls. That could have done good, right?
It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So, quite a few that could have done good, you know, but, you know, a lot of contact, you know, making a lot of contact, percentage-wise compared to number of calls. Hello? Hello? Yeah, Amit?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm calling about the property you have listed in Sarah View.
Okay.
Okay. Is this still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, good. Is this a condo? The townhouse?
No,
it's a townhome. Yeah, yeah, it's a townhome. Yeah. How flexible are you on that price? 310.
On 3/19, so I don't know whether that you see that.
Okay, what do you think the property is worth?
I mean, it's kind of a lot, it's kind of on the upgrade and everything for the property. So, I mean, of course, if any could have survived at the interest
rate,
yes,
okay, my own evolution is coming up at $300,000.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
My own evaluation of what your property is worth is coming up at $300,000. So,
yes, correct. It is. But also inside there is a wooden floor, new, and the painting was new, and the carpet is also new, all the windows and the doors and everything. That is why I put it on the higher price.
Okay. How desperate are you to sell this property?
How
soon do you need to sell it?
I'm expecting it to be mid-31st. It's my last cut of date because currently I have a tenant living there and they are moving on from there.
Okay.
So in 31st day, the home will be vacant completely.
Oh, you saying you have a tenant in there right now?
Oh,
got you. So it's so you were using it as an investment property?
Not an investment. I used to live there, but unfortunately I had to leave, no? So that's the reason that I had to rent. But now I'm back here, so that's the reason I want to sell.
Okay, got you. So if I was in a cash offer, would you accept $220 for this house? All cash offer, close to close within 5-7 days, all cash. Would you accept 220?
You can give me 300, I can accept it.
Not 220. 220 is too far from 300.
Yeah, I will wait for the loan and all of the market, so I'm ready to do that.
Okay.
But definitely I need the price to check.
I can respect that, man. I can respect that. But keep my number. I'm an investor, so when I buy these things, I buy them so I can put some work in, put some add-on on, change the appliances, and then I can resell. So
this particular property, there is nothing required to do. It's already upgraded.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But yeah, thank you for your time, okay?
No problem. All right. Thank you.
So, a lot more pleasant call. It's not interested. We got to keep moving. Okay. Somebody's trying to call in the middle of all that. But here we go with another condo. It's a bunch of condos. Not interested in condos. Let's see here. Hello? All right. So, that's a hang up. I'm not interested in that. Let me keep going. Let's see if we can catch. Okay, this is a good house right here. Hillside. Willie. Let's start. Listing for 214. What? I'm seeing a different price.
You've reached 917-768-8323. Please leave your message after the tone.
Okay, let's drop that voicemail. I'm on to the next one right away. Very weird listing. Very, very weird listing here. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about a condo you have in Evergreen Road.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Did I catch you at a good time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can talk, yeah.
Okay, good. Property listed at 133,500. How flexible are you on that price?
We have this company here or we have problem first time?
No, I have not spoken to you today. Not on Evergreen Road. It's my first time calling for this property.
Okay. So are you the buyer?
I am the buyer, but why are you asking that question if I may ask?
Say it again.
Why are you asking that question if I may ask? I am the buyer, but why are you asking that question?
The reason is so many realtors also calling. That's the reason I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
So I'm not dealing with a realtor.
You don't want to listen to a realtor.
The reason I'm asking, are you the buyer or the realtor? That's the reason.
Well, I'm not a realtor, but why didn't you list it with the realtor? May I ask that question?
Say it again.
I am not a realtor, but I'm curious. Why didn't you list it with the realtor?
Because I want to pay like commission. I want to save money.
Oh, okay. You want to save money on the commission. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. That makes some sense.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Go ahead. So I know like you are the buyer. Okay. So go ahead. What's the question?
I'm an investor and I buy all cash only. Okay. So this property you're listing at 133. Have you done any recent appraisal? Any recent appraisal?
No idea.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. All right. I mean, because my evaluation is, I could be wrong. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. That those properties are only selling for $100,000.
It was, but now, no, because I know the last sale was around 125, 128 or so. So that was the case like 2-3 years back, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But now you want to get like 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 100,000. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm an investor. I'm all cash. Okay. I don't want to waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My offer.
Yeah, if you're saving all cash, so what I understand that you'll buy the property and you'll let it out, right?
Not just let it out. I don't let out one condos. Like, I can't let out one condo. It's not profitable for me that way. The only way I can do this is if I'm buying and I'm putting some work, put some new appliances, some items and stuff, and then I sell it, okay, for full price. That's how I do it. My offer for your house, if you want me to come and take a look at all, my offer is going to be
$90,000.
No, sorry, I didn't want. All right, thank you for your time.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, sure. All right, so not interested. So we're going to call that a day. We're going to cancel that session. Somebody's calling in. Let's see what that is. It's a... Hola, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Stuart Longo. This is a call from you. They're coming back.
Oh, you got a call from me? 1 second. Let me see. You have a property for sale?
With who, sorry?
Do you have a property listed for sale? Okay, let me see if I can pull up your property with your number. I call this number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see real quick. Loading. So let me try that again. 646-453-4535. Okay, let's see. Is that yesterday or today?
No, today. Half an hour ago.
Oh, half an hour ago. Okay, gotcha. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Stuart. Right. Stuart. In Montclair, right? Yeah. It looks the price you're asking is a retail price, correct? $649.
It's a what price?
It's a retail price. You're looking for the full value of the house.
Retail price. I mean, that's it. That's like that's a fantasy number. That's a make me move. We're not quite ready to move yet.
I'm gonna be straight up with you. Zillow is saying this property is worth $535. Can you tell me why you think it's worth $649?
It's a maybe move, but we're not going to move just yet. But if someone really wants to move in, that's I mean, it's negotiable, obviously. But
yeah, but $535 is kind of far from six. That's $100,000 different discussion.
Yeah, that's a little weird because when I first put it on there, the deal at desperate was like $595.
Right.
If you look at that thing, the second I put it on there, it dropped $70,000. So I don't understand that.
I mean, one sale in the last 1 second can skew that number off. You know, one bad sale, one bad value sale in the last 1 second can throw that off. I can see it.
If you go on other
real estate sites, it's a lot more. It does say range 500 to 589. It does say that.
Yeah.
So, but how flexible are you on this price?
I'm sorry. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah. How flexible are you on this price?
Yeah, we're a little bit flexible, but we've already actually employed a listing agent.
So it's listed on MLS right now.
It will be soon. We just signed a contract with the listing agent yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay. And it's going to be $649?
No, it'll probably be we haven't decided that, but it'll be between $550 and $600.
Between $550 and $600, okay.
That's the option, right?
Okay, all right. I'm an investor, so I do all cash buy, and you know, we'll close within 5 to 7 days. But my price is typically lower. It's definitely going to be lower. So what I'm going to tell you, because I'm looking at your number right here, it's on the high side. I'll tell you to keep my number. you know, and let the realtor see if they can find a good number for you on the market. But if you need to sell quick and you need to get out or something, then my number is the right number to call.
Okay. So, yeah, we're not looking. We're not asking you to sell right now. But
I understand. I understand. Thank you for your time, man.
No problem, man. Have a good day.
Bye. So no big deal. If they're not interested, they're not interested. You got to keep it moving. That's how that works. So right now, let me tell you what the pulse is today. Let's look at the numbers today, and then I'll go back and finish up this session with answers to. This was an interesting session over here. Here's my number today. Okay, so you can see I've done 1 hour and 36. 1 hour and 36 minutes, 27 seconds. We've called only for silver owners today, okay? And let's see here. Total of 40 leads were called. 40 calls were made. 21 contacts. So you can see the percentage for contact is a lot higher. Some people will say that and say, hey, 21 contacts probably means that you can close the deal faster. Not necessarily. You don't know. You never know. If I have the resources, I'll be calling everybody for sale by owner, for rent by owner, pre foreclosures. We'll call everybody, okay? We'll reach out to everybody until we close the deal. Until we close the deal, and the next deal, and the next deal, and the next deal. So, as you can see, the callback set was actually higher too. 13 voicemails was left. Not bad, actually. You know, not bad, actually. So, I'll tell you like this. It wasn't as bad as calling expired listings, okay? It wasn't as bad. At least I learned a couple of things in just one session. I learned that if somebody doesn't want to talk to a realtor, I should just relax a little bit and see if the fence is too high, I'll just cut off the call by saying, thank you for your time, you know, and I'll just get out the line. But the last call, I said, why don't you want to talk to the realtor? I said, I don't want to split my commission. That's all, okay? If you want to split your commission, if you don't want to pay commissions, then that's just one objection on the side. I'll just make sure you never pay commission. I can keep talking to you. Okay, I can simply ask and say, hey, so if you never pay commission ever, you're open to talking to me, right? Okay, all right, great. You don't have to pay commission. Let's keep talking. Let me know, let me learn about your property. Tell me the story about your property, okay? And that's what I've been doing all day, essentially, and that's why I was able to have those many conversations. So we left some 13 voicemails, not bad, okay? So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Somebody was texting me this time. But anyway, yeah, thank you so much. For hanging out with me. Let me read this quote from the answer for you. I'm going to read that quote, and there was a question that came in, and I'm going to read that quote, and then we'll call it a day. It's been a lovely session. I actually learned a lot myself, and hopefully you learned a lot yourself. Don't forget to download the book at myempirepro.com. It's a free book. It tells you my mindset. It prepares you for this kind of scenarios. But also, if you have a sizable budget, you don't have to do cold call if you don't want to. There are marketing strategies out here that I cover in the book. If you want to avoid cold call to me is just another source of marketing, so it doesn't matter. And if somebody doesn't want to talk, it doesn't matter. Just exposure is everything, is what my book is surrounding. So the more exposure you create, the better, okay? You get better, but also the closer you get to a deal, okay? And the only ultimatum is closing the deal, okay? So with that being said, this was the question. How does the contracting process work? Do you tell the seller you want to buy the house or contract? How does it work? So this was the quote that I have for you. Yes, it's okay for them to know that you and or one of the investors in your private network will be the end buyer. There are tons of them in your local area. So as far as if you're worried about maybe you don't have the cash, are you lying to people? No, you're not lying to people. If you know how to secure deals and secure a contract at 65% after repair value, you will be buying a house for cash. Why? Because people will give you cash to buy that house. They'll pay you a fee. They will pay the money for the house, and they will take the house, and they will flip it for a bigger profit, okay? So that's the way it works, okay? So you're not lying. You have every intention to close these deals, okay? Your primary job is to market the message, we buy houses relentlessly, okay? That will find motivated sellers that are willing to sell their house at discount of 65% or more minus repair cost due to personal issues such as not willing to fix repairs, too much debt, divorce, okay, divorce as they call it in America, pre-foreclosure, unwanted inheritances, right? These are reasons why somebody may be willing to get rid of a house at 65% or more, less than the value of the property. Then they will agree on a price in writing, aka the signed contract. So the signed contract is nothing other than them signing and saying, yes, I want to sell this house in written form at a price that's 65% or lower minus the repair cost, okay? Then you can assign the contract to the end buyer for a fee, you know, typically 10%, okay? So you can assign it to the end buyer by simply offering the property at 75% of the after repair value minus repair cost, okay? Using strategies recommended by your local investor-friendly attorney or closing agent. So the way you're going to close the deal is dependent on your local area. There are investors already in your area. Reach out to them by searching on meetup.com and be a part of the community, and they will tell you how to close these deals. Your job is to market the message, we buy houses relentlessly. That's really your job. The rest of it, the legalities of it, is none of your business. That's the job of a closing agent or an attorney, okay? Find one that's investor-friendly in your local area and let them do the rest of the math, okay? There's another question here that came in that says, great video. I don't see you talking about taxes. How does the tax man factor into this, especially with flipping? When you flip a property, you're making capital gains, you're making profit, you'll be taxed like a regular business, okay? Typically, when I make money, I expect that 40 to 50% of that money is not mine. So I target higher. That's all I worry about when it comes to taxes. Just like I don't worry about legalities, I don't worry about how much I pay in taxes. I just worry about making money and playing the offense game when it comes to making money. I make as much as I can. I go after making as much money as I can, and I don't play the defense by worrying about lower taxes or anything like that. Well, if I get to pay lower taxes, my accountant will tell me that at the end of the year in April, okay? Before that, I don't worry about that. I just play the offense game, okay? And that's the same thing I recommend that you do. So I am not giving you a tax advice because I am not licensed to do that, and I'm not giving you a legal advice. That's why I said always use an attorney. Use an accountant, okay? Your job is to play the offense game with making money, okay? With that being said, go get the book, free book, and then that will also give you access to a free course called the Smart Business Empire, okay? That will give you access to that as well. And at myempirepro.com, my mindset about marketing, prospecting in general, attraction marketing, you get all of that in the book, okay? And it's something I've used to create millions upon millions of dollars in sales over the years. And you can, and plus all the mistakes I've made, because I've lost a lot of money too, okay? I've lost a lot of money from making stupid mistakes, and you can learn all about that in the book as well too, okay? So with that being said, give me a thumbs up if you like this session. If you learn a lot from this session, give me a thumbs up. I really, really appreciate that. And share this video with your loved ones, you know, that you think may benefit out of this. Anyone can make money in real estate. It doesn't matter if your credit is bad or you don't have any cash. All you have to do is learn my skills in the book of how to market. We buy houses relentlessly, and then you can make $20,000, $30,000. My highest is $18,000 from a straight simple flip. I didn't even touch a door, okay? $82,000, all right? So it's doable, and it's doable again and again and again. You just have to be consistent in the business, and that's what I essentially teach here. Primarily, your business is marketing. This is marketing business, okay? Well, real estate just happened to be the product, okay? And you don't make money because the product is so good. You make money because you're good at marketing, okay? And that's what we cover extensively here. With that being said, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated and entertained, hopefully, okay? And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.